A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
One is Mark and John's a co-host. They're alive, they are not ghosts. It's Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams. It's a nightmare, not a dream. Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams.
Hello. Hello! Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Oh my god, our guest this week.
A showstopper, some would say. Known for his colorful.
Show starter today.
Show starter. Show continuer.
Uh-huh. Where do we know him from?
Oh, where don't you know him from? I don't think he was ever on that Winn-Dixie show. No. Anyways, he's on Bless the Hearts on Fox and a podcast, Spanish Aquí Presents. It's Oscar Montoya.
Yay!
Hi, Oscar.
Oh, my God. What a pleasure to Oscar. Be here.
We're so excited to have you.
We're very excited to be here.
It's I better not be a showstopper.
No, you're a showstopper. Like in a good way.
A showstopper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
we had to stop the show to tell him how much we love
him. You will stop the show. The show will stop running.
It's like stealing the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yes.
You don't ever watch Great British Bake Off? Like the last round of every episode is the showstopper.
But you've heard that phrase. Like it's a positive thing.
Oh, but when you, okay. Contextually, I was like, oh, showstopper is someone who like, stop like a heckler.
The show is so great. It's like the show's so great. We had to stop to be like, you're amazing.
Okay.
Now we can go back to the
not
show.
Not like we hired you on the show and now because of you, we have to stop the
you
show.
You have personally. Yeah, it's not like that. What was that actor in the 80s who, I want to say
Ted McGinley?
Ted McGinley. Like they brought him on for the last season of every show.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Wow.
He was
Mary
the
children,
show
he
stopper.
Showed up.
Yep.
Wow. Think what's her name?
Wasn't it Happy Days? A Laverne and Shirley.
Happy Days.
He truly was a showstopper.
He truly was. Yeah. He was the bad showstopper.
Yeah. But you're
but
a good
he kept
show
booking.
Stopper.
He kept booking. I mean, you got to give it to him.
It's good.
He
it's
books.
Good. He books.
If you on book, to the you next book. Course yeah. of the show. Oscar, we're in the midst of our Five Cold Screams
Halloween run
movie
of episodes.
Marathon.
I love that.
You're our
Is that
third.
A hashtag?
It will be. By the time you hear this, it's a trending hashtag. we've beat out Impeach now. I want to talk about a thing that is two of your interests combined. Video games, scares, scary video games.
Oh.
What do you think? What do you love? What do you hate? What do you deride?
About video games?
Scary Ooh, video games.
Scary video games.
Are there
please.
A lot of scary video games?
I know the underground levels on Super Mario, little creepy, Bowser's Castle.
Yes. Well, I love creepy video games. Scary ones are like Resident Evil.
Yes.
Silent Hill.
Who?
Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
Is that
what
the one that
classics.
The game would turn off? It would make
yes.
you think the game
yeah,
turned off
Yes, it's a GameCube game. Yes, yeah. It's very, what do you call that? Cthulhu, what is that? Lovecraftian, yes.
Lovecraftian.
Yes, yes, yes.
Noted anti-Semite, H.P. Lovecraft. No! That's why all those things are fears of the other. And it was, he was afraid of Jews.
Well, why stop at Jews? Why not just stop at
anyone who's not Lovecraft? I mean, is there rational
fear
races?
Of others? I mean,
are
it's there, just yeah. everyone.
I mean, you're right. I'll call him.
You're, really to expand him your you're not dragging him enough.
I don't speak out enough against H.P. Lovecraft. I work part-time at a bookstore, and like people will buy the book, and I always want, he's a constant seller, and I always want to say, you know, he's a big anti-Semite, right? But I
they're
don't.
Like, we know.
We know, that's why we love
that's more.
Yeah.
I love the Resident Evil. I don't get scared by scary books. Yeah. Scary movies don't really scare me.
But you enjoy
even
them.
Actual mazes, but scary games scare me.
Yeah. Well, we played Resident Evil 7
in VR.
It was really
fun.
Scary. It was
I scream and yelp and like shake.
And you beat the whole game, yeah?
I did beat it. It was terrifying.
Satisfying?
Wow. Very sad. It's a great game.
Yeah.
It takes us back to the roots.
Good. Which it should. Do you like scary stuff, John?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not like, I don't like seek it out like, oh, I want to be scared, but I'm never like, I don't have like a, I'm not squeamish about things.
What are your like favorite horror movies?
Oof. I don't know. I like Nightmare on Elm Street, especially number 3. That one's fun because they have superpowers.
Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. I guess I like Scream. I like the Alfred Hitchcock stuff. I don't have... it's not a genre that I would say that like I'm like, I love.
You're not passionate
I'm
about.
I'm not passionate about, but I enjoy it.
You would never go to a Scream Con or anything?
Probably not, no. Mm.
I love a Carrie. It's probably my
Carrie's
favorite.
Carrie's great.
The original Carrie.
Carrie's really fun.
Are you
The
Shining
is so fun, too, even though Stephen King didn't like it.
He didn't like the original. Oh, that's right. He didn't like the original Shining.
Oh my gosh, he hated it so
much. You know, he's a cranky author. He had a vision in mind, and
did you finally see the TV remake?
Yeah, it was not very good.
I mean, it sucked, but he was like, "This is I like this one." But
it's like, great, Steven.
Maybe he learned like it's better to just always say that because there's really not a lot.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't gain a lot from being like, "I didn't like what they did with my book."
That's
like, well, now
he hated The Shining so much that he directed the next adaptation of his movies, which
like
was
Cujo or something?
Maximum Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive.
Have you guys seen the trailer to Maximum Overdrive?
I have seen Maximum Overdrive.
It's so funny.
Have you never seen the actual movie?
I've never seen the movie because the trailer to me is enough. Like, it's
the movie's fun. Music by AC/DC.
No.
Yes.
Did they write original music for it? Or did they just use
their music? That's a good question.
Mark.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I did not know to be talking about the Maximum
Overdrive
during this.
Ugh.
Do you think like horror has like a special resonance for like the LGBT crowd?
Oh, 100%. I think horror is queer.
Go
the
on.
Most queer.
Interesting.
I think it's even queerer than the musical music. Then dare I say music? No, that's the apex of queer culture.
Sorry, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Yeah. You've been dragged.
But I think horror. I mean, because as queer people, and you know. I would say children nowadays, the experience is a little different than our experience growing up.
Uh-huh.
I think our growing up in the closet, being queer, was very fear-based, right?
Sure.
When it comes to like exposing our identity and like having to deal with us being looked at as monsters, you know? And so for me... being a queer child and feeling like I was straight up a monster, I like associated myself with all of the like
the
Jason Voorhees, you know,
okay.
Mike Myers, like all of the little creeps. And like that world to me felt so familiar, you know? Like for example, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge is the queerest movie I have
absolutely
ever
I'm surprised no one's brought that into us yet.
Really?
Yeah.
No one has?
Not yet.
It's perfect. Because it speaks about the gay experience, I think.
Right.
Being in the closet.
People like shit on it because it's not like a great Freddy Krueger movie, but it is a great queer horror movie.
Oh, 100%.
It's also very different from the other one. So I think in that way, it's sort of like, this doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like that.
But it's still better than most other horror films.
I agree.
I haven't seen it in years, but sure.
It's so fantastic.
It's amazing.
But it cheats a little bit. It like sort of breaks the rules of...
You see, people see Freddy when they're awake.
Exactly, yeah.
But like, who cares? It's a great queer horror movie.
Exactly. I and that's
for,
enough.
For me as a gay man, I liked, what? I've always, it's true, that I've taken this moment right now to announce. Hello.
Wait a minute.
I think there's a...
what kind of podcast have I signed on to?
There's always been a appeal to horror for me and seeing like the normal world get turned upside down. And, like, because I've never felt any deep connection to like mainstream society because I was always a part of, a distant from like, well, that's not
within
for me.
It, but not yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I like, I loved seeing it like flip, like the world go awry because I'm like, yeah, I have no special attachments to this current
exactly.
society. Burn the whole fucker down.
Yeah. And I think also as horror movies are, the really good ones are allegories for the world that we live in.
Sure.
And as queer people, I think that we have really strong observational skills.
Yes.
And we're able to consume media in a very specific way that I think is cooler than how, you know, straight people.
That's why gay sure, people yeah. make, write great TV recaps.
Yeah. okay, POV. That's a self there plug. Is that a plug for Game
no,
of Thrones?
No, I don't have any. Oh, that. I was thinking of the word, the printed page, AV
sure.
clubs and
gotcha,
whatnot.
Gotcha,
your
gotcha.
Vultures.
Sure, sure, sure.
You're looking
own.
For a job, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I am looking for a job. Yeah, I work part time in a bookstore. I have the time. well, what do you? Well, that let's kind of then segue into the movie you brought in.
Yes.
Today,
yes.
John, want to set it up?
Yeah,
for us?
So here we are. So we're talking about might be the oldest movie we have done.
Really? Come on.
Maybe not. No, probably not. Third Man's probably the oldest. But yes. Berserk came out in 1967, directed by Jim O'Connelly, stars Joan Crawford, Ty Harden, and Diana Dors. And it's the story of a scheming circus owner who finds her authority challenged when the show is targeted by a vicious killer.
That description is so funny.
It's very IMDb.
So, Oscar, we asked you to bring in a movie, and you picked Berserk with an exclamation point in the
That's
poster,
right.
but not on the title screen.
Not on the title, exactly.
So what made you want to bring in Berserk? What about Berserk appealed
I think,
to
like,
you?
I've never seen Berserk before, and I've always wanted to. It was one of those movies that I'm like...
It was on the to-do list that never
It was on the to-do list that never got
done. So we're just
done.
Helping you clear do errands.
Sure. I don't mind. This is an errand I did not mind.
Have you guys seen this movie?
I had not never seen, it,
no. Oh my God. But then I, just for this podcast, I feel like, and also like I know you guys, I feel like this would be such a fun movie for the three of us to like watch and like just talk about.
Mm-hmm,
so
absolutely.
That's why I brought it in.
So you were producing the show. You're a show. You're a show goer.
You know.
Show producer. it is part of one of my favorite genres of film, Psycho Bitty. That's
I'm
what it's
sorry?
Called. Psycho Bitty.
Okay, let's break this down.
The one that started the inaugural, what is considered the first Psycho Bitty movie, is Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Sure, which was like 2 years before this.
Yes.
Also starring Joan Crawford.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was, 3 years before. It's basically it combines elements of horror and a woman's film and usually features a formerly glamorous older woman who's become mentally unbalanced and terrorized the world.
Yes. Okay, absolutely. Psycho Bitty. So that's, where does the bitty come from? Though.
That's like an old lady.
She's just
oh my god! It's also called like another synonym.
This
for
phrase
it.
Might be considered problematic in a few months, so maybe
Bitty?
Don't fully adapt it.
It's Let's on get Wikipedia. Psycho Bitty trending, guys. Why not?
Well, there's also another word for it is hagsploitation.
Hagsploitation. Okay.
I mean, are you not going to go to a hagsploitation film festival?
Are you not going to throw one?
I'm a living hagsploitation film festival. Other notable examples are Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, Hush Hush, Sweet Shark. Charlotte,
yes.
Who Slew Auntie Rue? These all have very, and also another. I have seen this Straitjacket, which is
another Joan Crawford.
I mean,
classic.
This to me is like the funnest version of Joan Crawford. This is as she was sort of fading out of the limelight and like relegated to
but like still holding on to like
desperately holding on. You can see the claw marks, you know,
all on her face.
Oh no!
But it's just her just doing legit horror stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Have you seen her in Trog?
Of course I've seen
her.
Is
that her last movie?
It's her last movie.
Was it her last
movie?
Her
second to last.
Yeah. Oh my God. Trog did not deserve her.
She was fantastic.
She was
in
great
Trog.
In a movie that, again, did not deserve
it. It was so. Have you seen Trog?
I haven't seen Trog.
Oh my God. You have to see Trog.
It's for truly like those movies, that era, the plot is weak, but you just go to see Joan Crawford. Just. Chewing
it up.
Out of that scene.
She's like, I have rent to pay, and this movie is going to be it.
Her characters are desperate. She's desperate. It all works. It's a theme.
But there's still like a pride. Like, she doesn't.
I think so too.
She doesn't like. She doesn't embarrass herself. Like, she's not like, ooh, what's she doing? But.
She's a Steel Magnolia.
Sure.
What's Beautiful that? But Strong.
Oh, yeah, that's what sure, that is. Sure. I thought it was a movie.
It is.
It is that too. And a play.
A what?
Show some
respect. And a TV movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of things.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was a fine movie. Not my favorite of this genre.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what my big problem with it?
What?
Too many action. I don't need to see circus acts.
20% of this movie was circus acts.
20% of this movie, and I find them very disturbing. I do not like seeing elephants.
Scary.
I feel bad for the elephants.
Those elephants look so sad.
Those elephants.
Oh, emaciated.
Tear-stained faces.
Oof. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was rough. It was
rough
to watch.
I'm always rooting for an elephant when they rampage in a circus. Like, yes, get out of there.
I know, right?
Yeah. Destroy everything.
You are bigger than anything there.
I know.
Yeah,
you're so
they're
powerful.
Like Carrie at the prom. Do it. Do it.
Use your telekinetic powers, elephant.
That's a fun remake. An all elephant Carrie cast.
Yes.
We need to see more elephant representation in media.
You're not kidding.
Hey.
It did have a great title card, though.
Did have a great. I actually really enjoyed this movie.
I loved this movie. 100%
had a great time with how ridiculous this movie was.
Because that's what it was.
Yeah, oh, it was.
This is high
completely
camp.
Yes,
this is
camp
at its best.
Purely. Like, first of all, I thought Joan Crawford was like her as an MC of a circus. It's so wrong.
It's so wrong,
but
so right.
That
her legs, she was like, I still have these legs, but you know she was wearing like five pairs of pantyhose. You know what I mean? But like, but she was like so just like so, like it felt to me like she was like, if Hillary Clinton emceed like a circus.
A little
like stiff. She came out and she was like, here is the job, here is the lines, and now
and
welcome this act. But there was no like excitement. There was no like getting the crowd pumped. There
I would have
was no
hated that
just
MC
like,
if I
yeah,
went to
you
that
just
circus.
Like, who is this woman emceeing? And she, it was like, or like an English teacher, just like, here is the name of this act. Enjoy their work. You know what I mean?
It was so
very formal.
It
made no sense.
Her in that all green outfit.
So many. First of all,
oh,
she supplied
gosh.
All of her wardrobe except for that MC.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
She was like monochromatic. She was like, she had like an all green thing. She had that red riding hood cape.
The red riding hood cape. I mean, iconic.
So
this is a movie every gay person should watch.
Needs to see.
This
yes.
is high camp. This is Joan Crawford at her best. Truly.
Truly.
At her most.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she's doing Joan Crawford. The most.
She wore so much just white pancake makeup.
So you know she much. Did it herself.
And her her contract, it's like her neck had its own agent. Because they're like, we're not lighting this neck. Her neck, there were so many shots when it was just her where there was like, I don't know what where the light source was or like what room she was in, but suddenly there was like a beam that was like right behind a light that her neck was never directly lit this entire movie.
It was like a really bizarre Morticia Adams.
Yes.
Thing. It was like, what is happening here?
She would be like a brightly lit room where like three people were talking and then they would just cut
somehow,
to the Joan shot and somehow she's like in shadows with like kabuki makeup. And like a red riding hood scarf or like she had so many huge chunky necklaces.
Oh,
they
yes.
were just there to like cover the neck.
So funny. So funny. Come
so
on.
Great. How did you not eat this
too
up?
Many? There was like 30
this
minutes.
Is
nothing
so
happened
surprising
for
me, Mark.
I'm just as shocked as anybody. All right. I love Straight Jacket from the year before. I think Straight Jacket is a much
Straight Jacket is
a lot better.
Great.
And I think Straight
I like
Jacket,
Berserk more.
No, I think the Berserk is could lose 30 minutes easily.
From the yes, from the
sure,
circus
from just
footage.
The animal stuff, right?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a 90-minute movie. It can
yeah,
lose
but
30
come
minutes.
On, like,
yeah,
but also having the circus footage is what makes it camp too. It's like
yeah.
we don't have
I know,
enough
but
for
I
a full
find
movie,
it
so
like genuinely upsetting. Like I am fine legitimately
that's
like
the psycho
there.
And the psycho bitty.
Yeah. they got me.
Yeah.
There was but I didn't hate it by any means. It was uh-huh. just like I would give it like 3 out of 5 stars probably.
Okay.
It's just not my favorite.
We're not
but
scoring yet.
I'm
we're
oddly
not to the
disappointed in you, Mark.
I'm sorry. There was a lot of lines though that made me laugh though because
oh,
it would
sure.
be like the inverse of like a normal line of joke like we're running a circus not a charm school
right.
like normally the line is like this is a charm school not a circus
right yeah
but like so many things were like we're running a circus have some dignity
yeah
and like that was a refrain that repeated like 5 or 7 times that always made me laugh
that made me laugh but, also at some point like when like the detective is there is like talking to his boss who's like she's just a woman who wants to run a successful circus like that's all her ambition
yeah.
in life you're like that's a shitty ambition.
I am also, I will say, I never like anything set at a circus.
Why?
What?
I don't like circuses.
Circus
I mean,
prejudice.
How is that not the biggest selling point ever? Joan Crawford.
I don't. I find there's nothing appealing about a circus to me.
Oh, I get it.
You've
like,
never
circuses...
enjoyed any circus movie ever.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, let's.
I never finished Circus American movies. Horror
let's
Story.
Let's unpack the subgenre.
Let's do it. Dumbo.
No, too
the
sad.
The first Dumbo's great.
Fantastic.
That first, the original Dumbo, incredible. I even thought fantastic. The remake was good, but too the sad. Original's amazing.
I agree.
Too okay, sad.
Greatest Showman.
Awful.
Not good. Not good.
I hated it.
That was your gambit.
The Greatest Show on Earth.
I've never seen 3 hours. No thanks.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
That's another one. That Charlton Heston's in that one, right?
Yes.
The opening is just like him going to like, he's like runs the circus. He'll be like, go to like, oh, they're setting up the tunnel. He'll be like, oh, you got to put the spikes over there. And, you know, like, and like, he's like showing like he's just brilliant. They'll like walk over to an animal person like, oh, you need to feed them this food. Every time he would like leave a frame, someone would be like, that guy's got sawdust in his veins. Like the highest compliment you could pay someone like.
The mummy?
He's off the circus.
He's dead?
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's a storyline that never got circus. Explored in that movie, interestingly enough.
I think this might be our first movie to have like an actual like character whose character description would be bitch. And I don't mean Joan Crawford, I mean Matilda, the blonde woman.
Oh, Diana Doors.
Which is like a classic horror
can
trope.
We talk about freaking like
she's
how
horny and
spectacular
rude.
They were
she was billed as like the UK Marilyn Monroe. Like they thought she was gonna
that
like
makes
go
so
there.
Much sense to
doesn't
me.
It make all
what
the
happened
sense?
To her?
I don't know. This was actually also the second movie where she got sawed in half in
no.
a magic trick on a ride.
No.
Yep.
And then Alfred Hitchcock
wait,
presents.
The same exact, it went wrong. She died.
Yes.
Oh no. She's like
totally
I've done this before.
She was like she read the script. She's like God damn it! Yeah. I need to fire my agent.
That's why she didn't become Marilyn Monroe.
It was
Monroe,
also very
dude.
Weird how
these roles like, predictable. Just, yeah. We know it's gonna. Oh, Diana Doors is here. Hold on.
People are being
they
murdered.
They need a volunteer for a magic act. you can go to the concession stand for that one. You know how that's gonna end.
It was very weird that people are being murdered in the circus and no one is concerned.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you talking about? She couldn't stop talking about it. That
no,
was her
like,
problem.
No, but life goes on. They're still cracking jokes all the time. It
oh,
was
yeah,
very funny.
The circus.
Well, they have
they're
to. You're living the circus.
Yeah.
You can't stop. It's like they were in the cast of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Like, yeah, people are dying. We still got a show to do.
Do you know what? We're on Broadway.
We're on Broadway.
Who cares?
The circus must go
to
on.
To Tamar. Bono. Living our truth.
I mean, it could be us, but who cares?
Yeah.
I thought she was so great. I thought
she was
all
so
of like supporting like little circus freaks were so funny.
They were great.
That little person was so
his accent, like the accent
I
was
mean,
across the board.
That
I wasn't
song
sure
they sang.
Where
we're talking
we
about
were.
The accent work in this movie.
The song they sang that was like
that's
all,
it was like directly
it.
To the camera.
It was
I
so
was
weird.
Like,
it was
happening.
Perfect. It's it was so perfect.
And
so
were they good. All dubbed?
He, the I, little person was definitely
must
dubbed.
Have been.
I think the strong
maybe
man was too.
Yeah, maybe the like
the bearded
the,
lady,
the bones boy
the
or
bones
whatever
man.
Wasn't maybe, but I think everyone else.
Yeah,
was.
I mean, no one was singing live.
No.
They may have been called in to dub themselves later, but yeah.
But what is this? What is that song about?
It seems we're gonna fall
about
in love,
like,
I think.
But it was like, it might as well be you. Like, it was basically like,
it might be
the
me.
Party's almost over, let's fuck.
Yeah,
like, that's
just
pretty
like
much
a hookup,
what it was.
I guess, right?
A weird sort of like, ah, I guess you'll do.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of what it was called.
But I thought it was highly progressive because it was like the two guys were dancing to each other.
Right.
And might as
very
well be you pointing to another
a bearded
man.
Woman in there.
I was
a bearded
woman.
Person.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
a bearded woman.
Right.
There was a bearded man in there. How progressive. Sorry. Don't drag me.
Visibility. I mean, I think yeah. it's powerful.
Mm-hmm. A lady was visible on film.
Yeah.
More than one.
A couple.
More than one. You saw a couple ladies.
I know. It was
yeah.
great.
It was great.
And then the whole movie ends in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wraps up real fast.
So true to the genre of camp, though. It was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, just like, oh, we gotta go.
We're like,
oh,
the budget's
like,
over.
Oh, shit, we gotta.
This
we have
is
to
last
finish this movie.
We gotta do this.
And then how's it end? God kills her.
Yeah. That was great that she just had this. It was that weird, like, oh, we need a psychological. Like, it was a surprise, not because it was expertly crafted.
No, not at all.
They were like,
I knew it's the daughter. We're going to spoil the movie.
Yeah,
the
sure.
daughter is the murderer.
Yes.
The daughter is the murderer. I will.
You knew not from the beginning. Though.
I knew as soon as the daughter showed up and the headmistress said she's been sneaking out.
Oh, oh my God. The headmistress.
And I was like, who
yeah,
else is it going to be?
I didn't think that.
It's not going to be the odd, the hot,
the
high wire guy act.
I thought, it was,
clearly
a, I thought
angry.
It was a little person.
First, I thought it might have been Joan Crawford.
He can't
herself.
Reach up to hammer
yes.
that nail.
What
that
I would love, there's
the
that one
head.
Shot.
Wow.
So
yes,
like the last thing is like this. This guy who comes in, who I think you're meant to think it is him.
Yes,
he's meant to be the misdirect, like the guy who comes in and be like, oh, like your aerialist just randomly hung himself, like an
right.
accident caused him to hang himself. I'm here and I can take over. You're meant to believe, I think, that he's the murderer.
He's
but then there's
herring.
Like he's doing like his act, and then you just see like a hand come out from a curtain, throw a knife.
Perfect.
I did want it to be like. like a tiger paw, like,
sure,
like, rather than just a hand, like whatever, just like an animal.
But it was
paw,
like a gloved hand. Yeah. It was so delicately
so
thrown.
Yes. Speaking of gloved
hands,
there was
no strengthening there. She would have. It would have missed. It would have missed.
I love when Joan Crawford like goes to like the commissary tent and she's wearing opera gloves.
Yeah.
Hey, if I had opera gloves, I'd be wearing them all the time.
You
too.
Would wear the, yeah, you're going to the circus, the food tent at the circus.
What
you're
the
like,
opportunity
anywhere.
Does she have to? She's not going to the opera. She's got people to exploit, animals to abuse.
She's got a hoist.
Oh,
a hostess,
God.
Yeah.
I guess circuses are just like criminals who will rip you off and abuse animals.
I guess so, yeah. So
that's probably
because
why
they have
like
to, you know?
Do they?
They do.
They've got sawdust in their veins. They can't help it.
That's
who
right.
they are.
Well, let's get into the scoring. As you may or may not know, we are hunting for the gayest movie ever.
I mean,
so we have a lot of scoring categories to get through. And at the end of this, Oscar, you will get to add your own category, which would help us to determine the gayest movie ever. So it's a prism through which we can decide what the gayest movie ever. Mm-hmm. And once you add that category, it becomes canon.
Which means every movie from here on out also has to be judged on that.
Love that.
So we're all going to take a score, and it'll be the average of the three of us.
Yes.
Fantastic. Got it. So there are
and
very.
Don't let Mark bully you.
I never do. And
uh-huh.
People.
We'll see.
No one has ever changed their score because of
they
me.
Have. They
maybe
definitely
once,
have.
Once, maybe.
What? When? What happened?
I don't know. John just likes
on.
Being dramatic. All right.
What?
I'm allowed to react. A reaction is not bullying. How many times do I have to say
it? I feel attacked,
it?
Mark.
Well, welcome to life. What do you do about that feeling is up to you. All right. Homoeroticism, 0 to 100.
Okay.
How
so let's talk about it.
Is.
I thought the with Tyler Hyden, he had a lot of shirtless scenes.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And a lot of shots where I was like, they're like, those pants, let's make them a little higher and
mm-hmm.
a little tighter.
Mm-hmm. Also, the song, the two men were dancing
that's
to each
true.
Other. I think that's mm-hmm. pretty gay. For me, the
is it erotic though?
Could be.
Could be. Yeah. If
but
you're
is
into
it?
That kind
I'm
of
asking,
stuff.
Is it?
No. For me, it was like, oh, two people of the same gender. Yes. That's sort of erotic. It conjures it up. Am I attracted to them? No, but I thought it was fun. Also,
there's someone out there for everybody. You know?
I was very into the Scotland Yard detective.
Oh, he was yeah.
a dapper.
Very hot.
He was sexy.
Very sexy.
I feel weird saying that about another redhead, but I did think he was sexy.
Ginger on ginger.
True. Yeah.
But he was cute. I thought he was very
thank
hot.
You. Yes,
I thought
he
was
cute.
And I thought he
too.
Was gay. At least that's the
he was
thing
British.
That I.
Well, because
yeah, okay.
it muddies the gaydar when they're
yeah,
British.
Yeah, I know, the gaydar.
I know. But in my mind, I was like, this guy's queer.
He could be. There's nothing anti queer about
yeah.
him. There's nothing that said
otherwise.
There's
not
no
beating
story
up
there.
A drag queen at any point. No,
yeah, he was not. We wasn't like talking about his wife or anything.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he didn't hit on
and
Joan
if you
Crawford,
talk about your wife,
yeah.
that is anti queer. You're not an ally.
I didn't mean like
you're
he was anti queer as much as he was like, you know, going against that potential storyline.
Exactly.
So what score are you going to give it on 1 to 100, Oscar?
Of homoeroticism, I'm going to give it a 72.
72.
72.
Yes. Year my brother was born.
Okay. I will give it. Dun, 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 dun. It wasn't like super homoerotic. I'll give it a 60.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I will say though, not to influence your score, Mark.
You
but,
are unable to. Don't worry.
that guy, the
yeah, Ty. What's his name? Tyler.
Ty Handler.
Ty Harden.
Harden? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
he gave
there
you a
hard
on.
Harden? Hello. Come on. Think
heart.
About that, Mark.
I'll make it 65.
But the fact that he was in love or whatever was wooing Joan Crawford,
yeah.
there's something really homoerotic about the fact that a younger, hot man was falling in love with this like older.
But was he really falling in love? I thought he was
I think
just
he
using
was.
Her.
I think he,
or whatever.
But I think both.
Because why was she giving him 25% of the circus? He didn't invest
and 100%
anything.
Of her.
Well,
but he saved it. He Zach brought in
did.
All these crowns. The age difference between the two of them is 24 years.
That's a lot. And I think inherently very gay.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving it 30.
Okay.
Okay, you're wrong, but okay.
All right, next category. Actual gay characters, 0 to 100.
Well, like
we
I said,
we don't know anything about those elephants.
Don't know anything about those elephants.
They're all the animals were queer.
All the animals.
Yeah.
A poodle is
those
the gayest dog.
That poodle
those
scene,
poodles.
Come on.
They're doing a human centipede.
Yeah.
The daisy chains.
They were ass to mouth, those poodles.
Felt bad for those poodles.
There were no out gay characters, obviously. But
obviously.
If you have Joan Crawford in your movie.
Yeah. I think, like, if Joan Crawford shows up on
yes.
set, like, like 50% of the
people
set is just struck gay. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I read a fun trivia thing where she showed up every day on set, even when she wasn't filming, so she could cook breakfast for some of the crew members.
Are you? Nice. That's so nice.
She's like, people who've worked with her have like, she was like very dedicated and apparently
this
like,
is
like
also,
knew everyone's name and all that stuff.
I mentioned this earlier. This is the third movie where Joan Crawford, at least the third, has like a child who is just the word steers her wrong.
Right.
Straight True. Jacket and also Mildred Pierce.
Mildred Pierce.
It's always like the mother just gives and gives to the kids.
Nice. Yeah.
And the kids just like throw it in her face and destroy their life.
That's
in
true.
In light of like Mommy Dearest, which I'm sure is like dramatized
a lot. Of course.
Truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But it's just an interesting thing of a woman who's like famous for being a monster
terrible
of a mother.
Kids,
right,
yeah.
Right, right. Interesting.
That must be very cathartic for Joan, though,
know,
to work in those movies.
Out of my system. I mean, this is how
she's
I see
like,
the
I
world.
Need a script where I'm a sainted mother,
exactly.
And my daughter
damn
doesn't
kids.
Appreciate me. Trog, great, I'll do it.
Okay, in terms of gay
actual
characters,
gay characters.
Okay, fine, not really any, but because of Joan Crawford, that's an automatic 30-point for me.
Okay,
fair enough. Yeah, I mean, when you consider that. I imagine that like a circus, I bet a lot of people who were gay joined the circus.
Oh, yeah.
I bet a lot of
they
people were like,
they're here.
It seems like a very tolerant environment.
Like, or just like, yeah, like you kind of have to. So I'm going to say 35.
All right.
All right. What bullshit answer are you going to give us now?
Five. I'll give it a five.
Damn.
Okay.
Cold.
There's no actual gay people in it.
Well,
no one even like swishy at a circus.
Oh, those British
what
people
are
were swishy.
What are you
talking about?
No. Where's the femme men? Femme men? All right, here you go, Oscar. Don't worry. You're going to clean up right here. Camp factor, 0 to 100.
Can I do 200?
No.
He won't let
100%.
You.
That's not how percentages work.
100%.
All right.
I mean,
there's so much. There's the wardrobe. There is like so many of the characters.
The performances.
Crawford. Joan Crawford's legs.
Her neck. Everybody.
The
part.
Lighting.
Let's add, you know. It's camp. It's like the perfect. It's so campy.
It's a pretty great example of camp.
Is this movie the campiest Joan Crawford movie, or is it still whatever
to Baby Jane?
Yeah,
because that also has Betty Davis in it. So in a way, like I think if someone brings that movie, you have to say that's 200% camp.
That's
no. I would disagree.
I agree.
I just score according knowing there is somewhere to go.
Sure.
Oh, God.
All right. Wow, isn't he better than us? It's so amazing.
I'm just telling
how much
you my
I can't
opinion.
Believe you have to deal with this, John.
I don't know why you take it upon yourself to act like a victim of me. It's just my opinion.
100% is my answer.
Great.
I will give it 97.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
fair.
Have somewhere to go.
You gotta have
fair,
somewhere to
fair,
go.
Fair.
I'll give it a 75. The Pepsi product placement.
Okay, that's
Wait,
campy to you.
That. Wait, what?
There's a ton of Pepsi because she was the
in the movie.
The widow.
Yeah, yeah.
Of
there's a
the
couple
guy.
Shots of people watching Axe drinking
oh,
a Pepsi.
Oh, okay. Yes.
These one shot
a point
like
where
twice.
Oh, we also need to talk about that clown painting in her.
My
there's like,
favorite. I want that so bad.
There's like,
and
so
it's prominent.
Joan Crawford, yes, Joan Crawford. Like, she lives in like a trailer, which is of course like the friend's apartment in New York. Like, so much huger inside
it's
than
huge.
It ever could possibly be. And so many shots where like people come in, like, we need to talk about this person who died. She's like, have a seat. And, well, I put on this chunky necklace and stand in this weird specific lighting spot where there's this like weird painting of like two clowns that is so predominantly framed within the shot that you know like conversations were had.
It's a centerpiece
it
of the entire
like,
trailer.
It's like they're mocking the whole thing.
Because
really,
that's how you know we're at a circus.
Yeah.
That painting.
They're clowns as decoration.
This is our fifth campiest movie.
What?
Fifth?
John himself scored Tourist Trap 100.
Oh, that's
and also
campy,
you scored Muppet's Take Manhattan 98, so don't come
what?
Crying to me.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
All me.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just toeing my line.
Wait, what are the other four?
This
nine
is always
to five
hard for
must
me.
Be above that.
Tourist Trap 93.33, 9 to 5 93.67, Muppets Take Manhattan 94.33, and Beetlejuice 96.
Okay.
Wow. But I did score
Everyone
this movie
satisfied?
Higher than any of those totals, so it is you, not me.
No, you scored Beetlejuice a 98, Tourist Trap 100, Muppets Take Manhattan a 98.
Tourist Trap is
pretty great.
Oh my God.
It's right. Like a different category of camp, but yes.
Yes.
Alrighty.
It's like camp with an exclamation mark and a question mark.
Makeover montage, 0 to 100. there is the thing of them putting the circus up when they get to London.
Putting the circus
That's
true. Up.
That's a montage.
There's, that is a montage. I mean, those animal
And they are making
clips.
Over a fairgrounds.
That's true.
Fair, yes.
Fair.
Okay, I like that.
Oh,
I like
see,
that.
Okay. No yeah. one's like saying I'm bullying when I'm being positive when I say something you like. Or when I say something you don't like, I'm bullying.
It hurt you. I could tell it hurt you saying that.
What's that?
I could tell it hurt you saying
it didn't
nice
at all.
Things about this movie.
I got no skin in this game.
Okay.
Not a lot of makeover montages at all. I mean, the fairground stuff. I'm going to give it maybe like 20%.
Fair.
20 points.
20.
Yeah, I'll give it a 25.
Mm. You know, 25. I'm right there with you. Okay. 25. Next. All right. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Good. I don't think you're ready. Over the top wardrobe.
I mean,
it's a circus.
Yeah.
They're going to be insane. Joan Crawford's outfits alone bring this to the 80 point.
At least.
But then you bump it up another 10 points because of the supporting cast. So this is gets a
the
90.
Fortune teller with the headpiece thing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That yep. alone, that completely unnecessary. The head, the teacher who comes back.
Oh my
back,
God, that giant
green hat.
Berets.
That weird, it's like a
poof. I don't know. And I'll, you know, her like, the her top braid like
that was
its so
own
insane.
Was that actual hair or a wig?
No, that had to be a hair piece. That she was like, she was like, I'm busy making breakfast
piece.
For the crew.
I feel
you
like
work
that's
on the
where
piece.
She.
I'll come in and then you'll like beret it on me.
It was wild.
I feel like that's where she keeps a gun or something.
It wouldn't surprise me if she had something.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Cigarettes. That's where she had cigarettes. Exactly. Or it's like a Pepsi.
Some pills.
An emergency Pepsi.
Clonopin.
Yeah. All of that.
All of it.
This gets a, for wardrobe, this gets like a 90.
Over the top.
Over the top.
Over the top. A 92.
92.
I got to give it a 95.
Wow. For me, I didn't think it was that because it was like her own personal clothes. So it didn't
what?
Like.
How?
What is.
It's insane.
You're bullying me. To me,
okay.
It just for the time, it felt a lot like era appropriate. So it didn't strike me as like, oh, what a crazy choice that was. It just felt like, yeah, those are like.
All in one color, though, Mark.
Yeah, she
all
was like
one
head
color.
To toe grade. She was very monochromatic.
You can't
more
say
than
that's
one.
An outfit. It's a costume.
You haven't heard my yeah. score.
Okay.
55.
How dare you? Oh,
oh my
gross.
God. Now you're trolling.
Crazy.
You're out of your
John,
mind.
How,
who
how,
wore,
why
who,
do you do this podcast
There was no
with
point
Mark.
In time where people like, that Red Riding Hood cloak is common. With the fur collar.
It is. For
no,
the time.
You can't, wrong. Absolutely
you can't look
wrong.
At that green
disagree.
Outfit and be
the
like, what a subtle
green,
look for Joan.
What a
no,
subtle look.
No, you don't.
She had that at home.
It didn't strike me that crazy. I don't know.
Oh my God. I just want, you know what? I'm going to look at. I'm going to show you.
Now's not the time. Next category. Does it hold up, Oscar?
Does it hold up?
Yeah.
No. No, absolutely not.
How would you score that on 1 to 100? Or 0 to 100?
It holds up for what does that even mean? Does it hold up? Like,
I mean, I guess it's
culturally.
Like, is it something that like could be made today?
It could be remade.
But I mean, like, if it were came out to like
are there elements
if, like,
of it that feel dated.
If you had to give
oh,
notes
yeah.
on it for a
yeah.
movie,
it's
for a movie that's
terribly dated, and like, mm-hmm. I mean, the circus is dead. I mean, nobody goes to the circus.
They don't have animals anymore.
They don't have animals pretty much anymore.
You know?
Circuses. It's
Look
all Cirque du Soleil now. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the only kind
this
of circus
would be Cirque du Soleil if it was now. Her like with a lot of French Canadian clowns,
and they keep dying.
Doing
I would
that
be
kind of
so
thing.
So into a murder mystery at a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
fun.
Ooh, especially starring Joan Crawford.
Blade or something.
Yes, Joan Crawford. A CGI Joan Crawford.
Yeah. Yes, Facetune. She would love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Of course she would.
More Pepsis.
It doesn't hold up. It truly doesn't hold up. But that's why I love it so much. Because it's such a freaking relic. No, it doesn't hold up. I'm going to give this a 15.
Oscar, brutal.
Yeah,
what?
I was thinking between 15 and 20 just because like it does entertain,
yeah.
but not in the way. So I'll give it 15 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm going to give it a 20.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Love that title card.
Just because of the title card.
That title card is
The title
great.
Card alone is cutting
I
edge.
I mean, it was very cool.
I love that it opening sequence. Cool. I put up there with Ghost Ship sure. opening sequence.
How okay. dare you? Well,
have you seen Ghost Ship's
of course
opening?
I have.
That's an amazing opening. That's a compliment.
It's so insane. Yeah, truly.
Watch Ship. The everyone watch the Ghost Ship opening on YouTube. It's the best part of the movie.
It's the only part, truly.
Absolutely. Juliana Margulies shows up. Like, who cares?
I've not seen that movie. How can a ghost be a ship?
It's a ship full of ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it should be called Ship Full of Ghosts.
Would you go see Ship Full of Ghosts?
I didn't see Ghost Ship, so.
So then what would
there's
it
probably, who knows?
All right, our next.
Put in theaters, maybe.
Category. Drag queen inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah.
0 to 100. Like iconic.
I
looks.
Mean, I was inspired at being like, "Oh, this is a yeah. cute Ozma look." Like, I
a
like
good
this.
Ozma look?
Yeah,
there you
that,
go.
Like, I mean, I can't talk about the fucking green thing more because
that silver cape that Tyler Hardin.
Oh my god,
the Hardin,
silver, oh
that
my
was
god
great.
Incredible!
A scallop like cut kind of when it's like the green was like
her the neck of it,
the jacket. No, like at the hem was like scalloped.
Oh sure, yeah. That headdress that weird old lady who only had that one line she had,
who never once made a prediction. The whole movie.
Yeah, because it's she because her prediction was like mind your own business. That's why.
Yeah.
Someone could also dress up like in those elephant chains.
Those poodles. The poodle. You could just shave your body like the poodle.
And also, yeah, her like ringmaster. That ringmaster.
That's
that
the one thing she
drag
did.
Queen look.
I mean, like, I give it to her. Her legs look great.
She looked great.
Look, yeah.
How old was she?
And also
when
the
this,
outfit that the girl mm-hmm. who got cut in half. That's a cute look too.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to give it in drag queen inspiration?
I mean,
Oscar?
it's a 90 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it 90 as well.
Oh, it's so perfect. I want that look.
There's fun stuff in here, but I don't think it'd be anything like, oh, that's from Berserk, just because people don't know Berserk, probably. Right. But I think Joan Crawford is living drag queen inspiration. 75.
75. All right.
Fair, honestly. At this point.
That's okay with you guys?
Been a little beaten down at this point.
I'm the one beating you down? Please. This is number two for drag queen inspiration.
And what's number one?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Well, there you go.
I mean, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I get that, yeah.
All right, next category, caper music.
Okay, I thought about this. There's a lot of good caper music in
caper
this.
Caper music.
Like well, when it's she circus,
was,
you know?
When she was, when Joan Crawford was walking home late at night, that music was very like,
yes,
okay.
Perfect.
Also, the last sequence when Ty Hardin was mm-hmm. doing his like back and forth on the high wire, there's a lot of like very evocative specific music. So I think this actually like did have very sort of like, oh
yeah,
like very like
totally
prominent tone
perfect.
Music. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would you give it?
89.
The year Indiana Jones The Last Crusade came out.
What okay. the hell? What is this? This
is has a list of facts
money,
by that
Mark.
What's that?
This isn't Win Benstein's money.
Ugh, I wish it was.
Yeah. I could use $500. What
yeah.
is it that you want on that show?
Yeah, like Cerrone or something.
I could use a Metro card. Thank you. I will give it an 85.
85. I'll give it 75.
Okay.
It was good. That's good. Is that okay?
Sure. It's great.
I guess.
Next category, teamwork. 0 to 100.
Teamwork. Okay.
I don't know if
teamwork.
There's any really
it's
teamwork.
Not really. I mean, like,
they
have musical
put
up that tent. They have
the
musical
tent,
number.
The poodles. And then they also talk
the poodles,
the poodles,
the elephants,
the lions, the elephants.
The horses. The
every animal
but all
here
the animals
together.
Are like beaten down slaves.
They're
not
working together.
To do that.
They're working as a
whether
team.
Whether you like it or not, it's teamwork.
It's teamwork.
So a chain gang takes, is like,
I mean,
teamwork, you give a thumbs up.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Way yep. to go,
I
guys.
I think so. I mean, a circus is the biggest team there is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also when they're like figuring out who killed that person, all the little carnies got together to like talk about
right.
it, you know? And that musical number?
The musical
that
number?
That could have been a solo?
No.
Teamwork.
Certainly couldn't.
You're just like, my score is teamwork.
Teamwork.
So I'm going to give this.
Oscar's no longer using numbers. He's just using words.
Teamwork, 97.
Wow.
That's really high in teamwork.
That is very high.
It's a teamwork. A circus is teamwork.
A circus is teamwork. I'm not going to go quite that high. I will go
96.2.
I will go. Okay, unnecessary. I'll give it an 85.
85. This didn't strike me as that much of a teamwork compared to other high-ranking things like Scream or Mission Impossible.
How is
like
Scream teamwork?
The kids all band together to figure out the killer. I mean, that's what we came to bring
they
it up
all
with
go
Mono.
To a party.
Mono gave it a 96 in teamwork. So talk
to your boy.
Take it up with him.
Okay. Yeah, take it up with him.
Okay.
I gave Scream a 60 in teamwork. So in that case, I got to give this, I'll give this a 55.
Less than Scream.
Yeah, I thought there was less teamwork. everyone was more like their own agent kind of in it for themselves.
You're talking about Scream, right?
Yeah. Okay. Next category. Likely to recommend to gays.
100.
0 to 100.
It's a must watch.
For now to the end of October. He's like, are you gay? Have you seen Berserk?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Seen Berserk?
Come back to my class when you've seen Berserk.
Knocking a normal heart out of their hands.
I'm going to score it high because it was one of those great things where I was like, this is like a great movie that gay people aren't talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, like you get the big hits, which are all deserving, but like, I was like, sure. Berserk. Yeah. Like, let's put that up there. I'll give it a 90. I would say if I see gay people through the month of October, I'll be like, have you seen Berserk yet? You've got to see Berserk.
What are the chances of that happening?
Have you seen gay people in October?
Yeah.
They normally hibernate in October.
That's right. They have to prep for November. Yeah. Gay November, as they call
we
it.
Love Thanksgiving. Talk about stuffing. Looking at some of my past scores for tour, I would recommend.
I think you need to think of them more like it's within their own world.
Thank you, John.
All right. This might be our most heated episode.
Oh my god, I am a showstopper. No.
I still think that's Talented Mr. Ripley. I'm going to give this a 60. Because I would, like, I gave Tourist Trap a 50, and I would definitely give this more. But I would recommend Straight Jacket over this. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm coming
from. Okay.
All right. All right, next category. How much felt? 0 to 100.
That's not a category.
Take it up with your boy, Tony Rodriguez.
Tony Rodriguez put
no,
that with the Muppets.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to say before you, there's a ton of felt in this movie. And the hats alone.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I'm harping on it. That
it's a lot of felt.
That woman, that green hat.
Was that
because it was like it had to be because it was like molded. Because at first I was like, how was it? And then it's like, no, that was like a structured hat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That hat has structure, and she's like works at a finishing school. She wasn't like, oh, I'm a weird circus performer. I have to do a thing to be like, look at me. Like, I don't have to draw attention to myself in a tent.
That woman was definitely like, I'm going to the circus. I have to wear this green
hat. I gotta
stand out.
Yeah,
the category is scolding at a circus.
Circus scolding.
The hat is.
Give me my structured hat. Let's go.
I've got a scene with Joan Crawford. She brought that hat from home, I bet. That actress.
She saw Joan Crawford's looks and was like, I can do one better.
She's like, oh yeah. She's not the only bitch at this playground.
She can play this game, Joan.
Yeah, I got a closet. She's like, I used to be on Mod 9. I got some old hats I could use.
That hair, her hair was wigged too.
Yeah.
Not that it mattered, but it was.
How much felt, Oscar? 0 to 100.
80.
80.
Yeah, this is a high felt content, this one. Because there's a lot, just like so many weird circus outfits and just stuff like that. And just, I'm going to go.
So many costumes.
Costumes. That the little person had that weird bowler hat he wore sometimes. That's got to be made out of felt. Mm-hmm. It's a bowler hat. I'm going to say 84.
Ooh. 84. Mm. Only 4 points less than you gave Muppets Take Manhattan.
Well, which we are going to address that later this episode. So
that's true.
Uh-oh.
So don't stop listening early.
Please don't. There's a lot of. I'm going to give it a 75.
All right. Okay.
All right. You guys happy? God.
Yes.
Could be happier.
I mean, don't come to me but for that. Next category: facial hair.
Okay.
You're a blonde detective.
Blonde detective.
Ginger detective had a nice little mustache.
Overall, it was lacking
there was
in
the
facial
strong guy
hair.
Had your that classic strong mustache. Guy mustache with the
bearded lady.
Oh, there you go. You got to give extra points for that.
Quirky facial hair.
Titular facial hair.
Exactly. Do you have any bearded ladies on your list?
Not yet.
Okay, so.
Maybe in some of the background shots of Hoosiers.
Facial hair, interesting, but not overwhelming. I'm going to say 60.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give it a 70, mainly for Bearded 70. Lady.
That's true. She is a speaking role, and she sings.
She sings.
And she sings.
She's in more than one scene.
She's a triple threat.
She's got... She can grow facial hair, she can sing, and she can be in a
those
scene.
Are, those
she
are
can
all say the lines. Threats.
Those are very threatening things to me. A woman singing, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, coming after your job.
I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what note she's going to be hitting. I might feel things. I am threatened.
It would be nice to see a bearded lady work somewhere besides a circus.
Okay, well, yeah. The next pilot you write, put a bearded lady in.
That's all I've been writing. Bearded lady mysteries.
Set in a coffee shop.
Workplace comedy. Bearded lady travel show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this a... I'll give it a 60 as well.
Okay. Alrighty.
Fair.
Because I matched with you. Interesting. Next category, broken glass. Is there any broken glass?
I was trying to think so. While watching it. I don't think there's much broken glass.
No, there isn't. I understand where this category exists, but unfortunately, right. That's not, it's not heavy in this Berserk.
No, you'd think a movie called Berserk would have filled with broken glass.
Oh, I know.
Throwing things against it, going berserk.
All those glass acts in the circus.
You have actual elephants. Not one glass is knocked over.
I know. It's not a, yeah, exactly. I don't think any, so I can't.
Yeah.
It's got to be a zero.
Wow. I appreciate your honesty.
You know, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna give it a 2, just because I want to give it a 2.
That's very nice.
I'm sure
nice
someone
of you,
broke
John.
Something on set. One of the baubles in Joan Crawford's jewelry, costume jewelry, must have.
There was actually one
when they do
glass.
Like the parade of like the circus, like welcome to the circus, do parade. Mm-hmm. There's one thing where I saw some guy who like something fell off his vest and he just sort of like picked it up and like put it in his pocket and kept walking.
It was like a watch?
No, it was like a ball. It was like a weird sort of like bauble sort of thing.
And that was the best take?
That was, they were like, nope, we don't
losing the light.
Losing light.
Yeah.
The elephants need to take a break. We got to just use that take. Sorry.
And if they miss their break, we'll never let you forget it.
Oh, boy.
I gave it a 0. Next category. Oh, incidentally, in facial hair, Berserk is number 2 behind Mission Impossible Fallout. Henry Cavill's mustache.
Henry Cavill's mustache was
that makes sense.
A lot.
Yeah, it was.
I still dream about it.
It's political. Next category: male gaze, GAYZE. So, how is the male form, photographed lovingly, eroticized? I
mean, pretty highly, I think.
Ty Harden.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
They find reasons to get his shirt off.
He's shirtless a bunch. He had very nice pants.
Yeah. Exactly. Very chiseled features. You see him doing actual gymnastics.
Well, here's what something I was wondering. So his, I didn't look this up and you guys probably know the answer to this, but like he was like a high wire act, but like part of his bit was like he wore a hood. So like he did it with the mask and part of me was like, oh, I bet the actor didn't do it.
Yeah, probably.
So like, let's have him do a hooded high wire act. So someone else like bring in the high wire guy.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever.
I don't know if that was him or not, but yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it was him.
But he did stuff later. But it was mostly like shot from the neck up, I think. Or like
I think
from that chest up. So yeah.
Yeah, we just standing on like phone books.
So Ty Harden, well done. Male gaze.
I thought he was very sexy in that sort of classic.
Very late 60s.
Late 60s sexy.
He was definitely like the number one sex object in the whole movie.
Yeah, yes. 100%. Was he like...
Besides Joan Crawford.
Okay, well, whatever gets you going.
I don't know. Has he done anything outside of Berserk?
I'm sure he has.
Nope. This is
he's like a Rock Hudson type.
Closeted?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It looks a little.
So, what are you going to give it?
Male gaze. It's pretty high. I'm going to give it 90.
90?
No, you're right.
What would 80, be like 100?
80, 80.
80, okay.
Other movies Ty Harden has been in include Riptide,
ooh.
Image of the Beast,
ooh.
Palm Spring Weekend.
Oh,
these are porno titles.
That's what he's known for. Male gaze. Yeah, I think it sort of kind of begins and ends with him.
Yeah.
So, although I did think that detective was cute.
I agree.
What did you give it?
80.
I'm going to give it a 35.
Ooh,
what? That's a shock.
Wow. John, I'm going to give this a 45.
Okay.
Because I thought the one male, the sex object in the whole movie was him, like even more so than the British Marilyn Monroe we get sawed in half.
Dan adores.
Oh, yeah.
Dan adores.
So great.
All right. That gives it a 53.33, making it the fourth run in male
this
games.
Has also come late in our thing. So a lot of movies haven't scored this category.
Three points behind Scream. Next category, angry phone hangups. Are there any angry phone hangups? I don't think so.
No.
Most everything was done in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Were there a lot of phones phone conversations happening?
I don't think so.
Like, this is before cell phones, so people couldn't like have a phone.
She never says, like, I need those top hats now!
Yeah, she just said it in person.
Where are my tigers?
Yeah. I think this is...
Everyone loves the Pepsi!
Yeah. Were there any phone conversations happening?
I don't think so.
I don't remember them, so I'm going to give this a zero.
Fair. I'm also just going to give it a 2 just so it has something.
Well, it doesn't need anything, John. Well,
it's all right.
We're looking for
but
fat,
I like that.
Hard data.
Oh, yes. We're looking for very hard data.
That's how I approach it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Exactly.
Gives it a 0.67. This is a tough category, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Some of them are tough.
Number one, scream.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Next. If only that. I wish, I pray to get it would get 100 in this category. Titular theme song. If there were only a song called "We're Going Berserk,"
that you would have been so funny.
We're going to work. We're going berserk.
Oh my god, I love that.
When the guy does your payroll, gets killed in the head. You're going berserk.
How was there an original song written for this?
That wasn't called Berserk,
and it's not called Berserk.
I don't know. Dusty Springfield could have done it.
Nope. Damn. Unfortunately, 0 for this.
Yeah.
There's no titular song.
I'm
going
to give it a 7 just to do it.
I should start giving things 3 so they get 1 point when it's all averaged out. Give it a 3.
Okay. Giving it a 0. John is just losing his mind. Gave Tour Strap a 0 in this category, interesting enough.
Oh, okay.
Next category, entrances with pizzazz. Well,
yes.
Well, 0 to 100.
There's a lot of like,
the
here
circus,
she is.
What are you talking about? Of course.
Yeah.
That's most of the movie.
People mostly just run out from behind the curtain, though.
Yeah, but they got to do it with pizzazz. Yeah. There's
a curtain
act.
Parts for them.
Exactly.
That's pizzazz.
Yeah, but it's all shot with like a long shot. You see it from far away.
What are you
away.
Doing, Mark?
I'm analyzing the movie.
This is people. Yeah, of course. They walk in with a flourish. I mean, I guess Joan Crawford truly lacked pizzazz.
Yeah, she was she was very, this is my job.
So wild.
She had just put out a cigarette before every entrance.
I do remember there's one moment where she's having that argument with that guy, mm-hmm. and then right before they go in, she's like, smile, and then she smiles. And I mean, that's an entrance with pizzazz. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big moment, I think.
Yeah. It shows you, like, this is who she is.
Yeah.
She can be fighting with you backstage, but when it's time to go on, it is, you better smile,
and then
baby.
When the daughter throws a knife, I mean, true, it's not an entrance,
that hand
but
has
to
an
me,
entrance.
Had
that
a
hand.
Lot of pizzazz.
So, sure.
The most pizzazz, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
So for that, I'm going to give the, 70.
70?
Mm-hmm.
Shocked by your conservatism there.
Yeah,
it's data.
Because
I can't argue with facts.
I'm gonna give it a 78.
I think the only entrance I remember is that hand throwing the knife, the dainty little hand. Everything else is just kind of perfunctory. I thought they could have embellished. Let's start with a shot of the feet and pan up or something. Do something a little more pizzazz.
Then
that's all I want.
The movie, Mark.
Sure.
I'm working on it now. I've been working on it for 7 years. You've yet to contribute to my Kickstarter. Pretty rude. I'm giving it a 50.
Alrighty.
All right, next category. And we are 3 categories away from your category.
So start.
I already have one.
All right, cool.
Non-traditional murder weapons. I mean, this is pretty good, though. The wire at the
wire,
very top.
The wire.
A weird nail thing goes
the
through.
Nail gun.
Love that moment.
There's that saw, but the it's saw? Like during a...
That
during
is non-traditional, though.
It's non-traditional. Yeah.
These were not straightforward.
I mean, he fell
kills.
On like a bed of blades.
That's exactly.
Which I also thought, like, if I was watching that, I was like, you don't need
him.
The blades. That's weird. It's already dangerous.
The knife didn't kill him, and he could have fallen down to his death. But you know what? No,
I like those
we
blades.
Need those bayonet
we
ends.
We need one more.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. So pretty
high.
Yeah,
pretty high. I'm gonna give this 98.
98.
I will give it a 90.
Mm-hmm.
90. I'll give it a 75.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Tour Strap
okay,
is 100.
Okay. Sure, okay. Sure. Okay. I said okay, Mark. I said okay.
I mean, this is it's third for non-traditional murder weapons.
What?
Okay.
Behind Tourist Trap and...
Oh, wait, no. This is number one. Sorry. No, it's second. Sorry. I'm all right. Okay. Talented Mr. Ripley's number one.
Oh, yeah.
Uses the bust to kill someone.
Uses the bust. Breath acting.
Who made this cat?
Your boy Mono.
Oh, freaks. Let's see. Breath acting. No.
I feel like no one takes their breath. It's all da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's very direct.
Wasn't there like a gap? There had to be some gasps.
Or gasps?
Even like the extras for the audience. Yeah.
Someone fell.
So that is breath acting. Yeah. And the gas. Yeah, and versatile gasps. Because it was like good gasps.
That yeah, like, oh, like the, oh, how exciting! Look what they made those tigers do.
Exactly. Can you believe the man with the with the lions and tigers
and bears,
those poodles?
Oh my!
And then the sad, you know,
yeah,
the sad. It was very sad.
I would say the whole movie starts with a giant gasp. Right, first words, gasped as a man hangs.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I just realized I'm going to update non-traditional murder weapon. I'm going to change my score to 80 because God kills the villain with a lightning bolt at the end.
Duh. Oh, the right. Most that's unconventional true. Way of death.
Yeah.
By God.
By God.
Hand of God.
So now Berserk is number one in that category.
Okay. Happy. As well it should
Thank
be.
You.
As well it should be.
Phew.
Breath acting.
Pretty high, I'm going to say, but not too high because I want to be fair. 75.
75.
Yeah, I'm going to give this, I'm going to say like a 55. I don't
55.
Think there's like that much, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it.
If there were phones, I bet we'd have more breath acting.
Right.
Tough. Phones beget breath.
Yeah.
I've always said it.
Because you have to, because you really,
what
that's
came
what you're
first,
working with.
The breath or the phone?
No one can say.
No one will ever know.
No. I'll give it a 50.
Okay.
All right. Next category. Second to last. Last being yours. Mannequins.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Is this from Tourist Trap?
Yeah. It is, Betsy. Your good friend, Betsy. Take it up with her.
No mannequins at all.
I don't think there are any.
I mean, I guess Joan Crawford is the mannequin because she made those outfits look damn good. So she did her job as a walking flesh mannequin. So I will consider that a mannequin.
You can give a woman.
Hey. I mean, hey, that's how I'm going to contextualize this category.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say all the outfits look pretty good. I'm going to give this a 40.
40.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
John.
I'm going to give it a 10.
Based on,
I feel like there's probably some mannequins in the
there's probably
crowd scene.
Based on the mannequins we never see in the movie.
Exactly.
I'm giving it a 0.
Alrighty.
If there are mannequins, I would score it higher.
I just told you what the definition
of mannequins. That's how you interpret the category.
Okay.
I prefer not to refer to women as walking flesh mannequins.
They weren't all women. Like
not
the
all,
guys.
Hashtag not all
good.
Women. All right, Oscar, now it's your turn.
Yes, I would add a category.
You will add a category.
You are adding a category.
Interesting lighting.
Okay. Should it be like dramatic lighting?
I would,
maybe.
Dramatic lighting.
All right. Okay, then what are you going to give Berserk?
I mean, any scene with Joan Crawford.
I mean, it truly
was
should
so
be studied in
outrageous.
Class.
Outrageous. Outrageous. And it made no sense to me.
There was no way that there was a source of light in the construction of the room that would justify
it
why.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it except for Adam's Family. Truly, Adam's Family. And it needs to be, again, like you said, it needs to be studied. And to this, 100.
Fair enough. That's how you play the game.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 90 because it was pretty much isolated to Joan Crawford.
Sure.
But it was iconic. I feel like some of those shots should be GIFs.
I think so. Why aren't they?
There should be more. Ugh. Maybe this podcast will inspire some.
We need, there's a dearth of Berserk GIFs out there in the world.
She
Please.
Does this weird thing in the movie that really bothered to this day that I don't understand.
To this day, the movie you saw 3 days ago. To this day, still bothers
me. Wow. In the past 4 days that I saw this, I can't stop thinking about it. Where she's with that guy and then he's like, she's like, you need to go. I need to sleep. And she lights up a cigarette and then turns on the lamp. And to me, it made no sense because it didn't change the lighting.
No.
At all. I don't know why she turned on that lamp to then go to sleep right away. It makes no sense to me.
That anyway. Also, you're saying that remind me another
That's
thing that I loved about this movie
for you.
Was that like... I miss the era. Like, it's great that people aren't smoking so much, but the era where like lighters were like huge bauble,
oh,
like
yeah.
a huge like thing on a table.
That's
it was
the
like
fun.
A
That's
vase
like a
that's
so true.
A lighter.
Or those things you would like pull up and then like the ring of cigarettes would appear.
That was a great thing. But yeah, I think the lighting days. 90, definitely.
Exactly.
I'm giving it a 50. Because it wasn't, I've seen a lot of studio pictures from this era. It's not that crazy.
I guess. All right.
Would it have killed them to have some color gels up in there?
Would that have affected Joan's outfit?
It would have made it more dramatic. And the category is dramatic lighting.
There's no need for drama when it comes
in dramatic lighting.
Not with her looks.
In the category dramatic lighting, there's no need for drama.
Shouldn't light just show the drama?
Exactly.
It doesn't have to create the drama.
It doesn't need to enhance.
Isn't the category dramatic lighting?
Yes, it is. And if that's how you want to interpret it, Mark, you are free to do so.
I'm interpreting the category dramatic lighting on how dramatic was the lighting. I guess I am insane. All right. And now we're in our bonus round.
Okay.
So these are more things we...
It's like yes or no. It's a sort of...
Sometimes we still disagree, but usually not.
Uh-huh. Usually not.
All right. Straight actors playing gay roles, -5% each instance.
It doesn't happen at all.
And then that begets positive portrayals of homosexuality plus 15%.
Doesn't have a portrayal.
And then finally, -50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so we'll not lose 50% of its score.
All right. So then, out of possible 2,150 points.
Okay.
Berserk has scored 1,066.33, giving it a final percentage of 49.60, making it the fifth gayest movie of all time. Mm. Not as gay as Scream, but gayer than Suspiria 2018.
Well, yeah. I'm shocked that Berserk wasn't gayer than Scream.
Not as gay as Scream.
Wow.
Well, gay people are actually involved in the making of Scream. So
No gay people were involved in the making
of
Berserk.
Name one.
Joan Crawford.
She is not a gay man.
She's gay by proxy.
Wish it to be so, she is not a gay man.
Okay. You're right. No gay people were making movies in 1967. Hadn't happened yet. They hadn't discovered cinema.
Are you done, John?
Wait a second. Also, I have a question. Do you remember that guy in the beginning of the movie that was her like business partner?
Yeah.
Didn't he play Alfred in the Batman movies?
In the Batman TV series,
yes. God.
He's also dating a woman 25 years his junior at the time of the film.
In real life?
Yeah.
He was the Joan Crawford in that one.
Ooh.
But not scandalous because it was a man and a woman.
That's right.
Typical. So that's it. We got some listener feedback to go through.
Yeah. Let's start with this email. We got an email from Jeff Hiller. here we go. This is a journey. It says, "Dearest Queens, I realize that the guests on your show can add whatever category that they want, and that category becomes canon. But I must complain about the Tony Rodriguez added category of felt." As Queen Rennie pointed out in the Beetlejuice episode, felt is a process, not a fabric. Top of that, I am in close acquaintance with an actual Muppet maker. Thanks for the brag. Although he did put it in parentheses. Technically, she makes puppets for Sesame Street, but that still carries cred. Let's face it, Queens. Let's face it. End of parentheses. And she told me that felt is occasionally used, but not in every Muppet. In fact, not even the majority of Muppets. This caused me to Google. I know. And then please look at this WikiHow article. He sends a link. And notice that Muppet bodies are made of reticulated polyfoam and then covered in what? Felt? Nope. In Antron fleece.
Okay.
And I realize that Tony is in fact approaching old queendom herself and that deserves a reverence and respect. But I will not abide the forcing of a category to cause you to be rated the gayest movie of all time when in fact the category isn't even true.
Ooh,
show me the felt receipts.
Emphatically agree with Jeff Hiller.
And then he goes on. Also, I would argue that the Muppets are not campy, but in fact incredibly sincere. But I'm not as steamed up about that as the felt thing. That said, when I went to the camp exhibit at the Met, another brag from Jeff Miller.
Oh boy, we get it. You live in New York. God.
There's a line from Sontag's notes on camp that I thought helped explain it. So here we go. The quote. The whole point of camp is to dethrone the serious. Camp is playful, anti-serious. More precisely, camp involves a new, more complex relation to the serious. One can be serious about the frivolous about the serious. Thank you, fellow old queen, Jeff Ramona Hiller.
Wow.
I love Jeff.
That's a wonderful email
from our producer.
The only thing I'd say is like, well, that WikiHow, is that for how they make Muppets now? Or is the process the same back in like 87 or whatever, or 85?
I don't know. I have not clicked on that link. Yes. Oh, Alec, do you know the answer? Okay.
Always been Antron, please.
Oh, okay, here we go.
The category is the category. We can't do anything about it, Jeff. I'm so sorry.
Canon.
We'll have Jeff on here, and he could do whatever he feels is appropriate.
Yes, another listener of the podcast has said that if he was ever a guest on, his category would be lack of felt. So that henceforth they would cancel out the felt category.
Oh.
But I also do think
devilish.
I don't think just
people
felt.
Are really playing this game hard.
I don't think Muppets is number one right now because of just the felt. You know what I mean? There are other factors.
True,
that
but I think that category
well.
Specifically scored it so high in a way that other movies will not score high.
Of course,
high.
Yes.
He definitely played the game, I mean, which a lot of our guests do.
I mean, so. For me, like my category, dramatic lighting, is an essential
that's a
element
universal.
To camp films, so right. I think it's very helpful to the cause.
I think this category
felt
does
feels
apply
a little sabotagey.
Yeah.
So, sure. You know, I love my Tony, but come on, Tony, you're playing the game hard.
Well, anything that's else? It from us. No, I don't think so. Oscar, anything you like to promote at this plug? Time?
No, I mean, you can follow me on social media at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O on Instagram and Twitter, and yeah. That's it.
And then follow us. We're on Twitter and Instagram too, Oscar. To yeah. Old Queens, CWO, Old TWO.
Oh, no.
Old Queens.
Yes.
I'm old myself.
Yeah. So you could also email us at that email address. If you have another thing you want to share, we could share with the group. Also, one last thing I want to plug. I wrote a musical parody of the Stephen King novel, It, which is playing at Rockwell Table and Stage. It's running through November 10th. If you're in the LA area, come check that out.
You wrote it?
I did. I wrote it. Well, I mean, I adapted it. I didn't write it.
You really
what?
come check that out. It's a lot of fun. Yes. That's it.
That's it. Thank you for we're halfway through our five cold screams. We've got only two more left.
I'm excited to know which are the other ones.
I'll tell you in a second.
All right.
Goodbye.
You crazy.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arshay. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.